بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما هو على الغيب بظنين. In the previous ayats, we were reading of the great qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had what his qualities were. And now we see that how he had conveyed that message which has come to him, the Quran Sharif and the Deen of Islam, how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed it to mankind at large. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِظَنِينَ. اور یہ غیب کی باتیں بتانے میں بخیل نہیں. And showing the talks of the unseen, which man could never perceive. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not miserly, was not stingy in that at all. In other words, he taught the whole of deen. First of all, man can perceive certain things by his senses, what he looks at, what he touches, what he feels, it's hot, it's cold, etc. Then there are other things which he perceives and understands with his brains. Allah has given insan brain and with that he does a lot of things. But he can never ever have understood the things of ghaib, the things in the heavens, what are happening, the things of akhirat, the qabr on the day of qiyamah, about jannat and jahannam. Man was, it's beyond man totally. And it is not in his capacity at all. With the small brains of man, he can never fathom and understand the things of akhirat. For that Allah Ta'ala had sent the Quran Sharif with Jibreel alayhi salam, and here what is highlighted, that Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam was so perfect in his every character and everything that it's impossible to think even that Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam brought anything else but the word of Allah Ta'ala. And then he brought it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here also what is being highlighted is the great qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So further to this, Allah Ta'ala says those things which you could not believe or could not understand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed you and informed you thoroughly about it. And that is what is called Iman. To believe in those things that we cannot see. We cannot see Allah Ta'ala. We cannot see the life of the qabr. We go and dig up a qabr now. We won't find anything happen there. But our iman full is that whatever, how that person has lived, Allah is dealing with him accordingly. We can't see akhirat, the day of qiyamah. But our full iman is on that. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That is what is called iman. And so we have to have that. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also so true in his call that when Allah Ta'ala made him a Nabi, he stood on the Mount of Safa and he asked the people, he gathered all the people of Makkah and he asked them, if I say there is an army waiting here to attack you, will you people believe me? They all agreed 100% that you never ever spoke a lie, it's impossible that you will speak a lie. But the minute he said that Allah has made me his Nabi, then they turned against him. The minute he called to La ilaha illallah, to one Allah, whereas they were worshipping so many gods, now they could not accept that. So we see the enmity was not for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually, because up to then they loved him very greatly, they respected and honored him, but the enmity was for La ilaha illallah. And the enmity was for Allah Ta'ala, the Akhirah. So those who have this iman on La ilaha illallah, no matter how much shukr we make, today we are born as Muslims, we accept it, and we just take it for granted. But there are how lot sacrifices people had to make to bring this kalima into their lives, into their homes, and today we are just born in a Muslim home, and we grow up with this kalima. So and also that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not stingy. At any time anyone wanted to know about deen, he was prepared to teach it. All the time. Not only that, he went out to the people to teach them deen. All the time he was engaged, his whole life. At night his ibadat to Allah Ta'ala and dua that, oh Allah, guide the people. And during the day going to Taif, etc. What great sacrifices. At the time when the people before Islam also made Hajj, going amongst all the people who should come there and giving them da'wah to Islam. day and night to the people of Mecca who persecuted him, but still he gave them the da'wah. In Medina Sharif all the time, and to set up an Islamic Khilafat, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort day and night. He did not rest at all. How many expeditions he went to. And then finally on the plains of Arafat, he asked all the people, Hal ballaghtu? Have I conveyed this message, this responsibility which Allah had given to me? Have I conveyed it? All of them in one voice said, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَتَيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَسَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةَ. You have conveyed the message in every perfect way. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed this message. And together with that, he did not ask for any wage whatsoever. He did not ask for any gift from the people. That I'm telling you of such great things. And how many occasions we read in the hadith, he told Sahaba, should I not give you a gift? Should I not give you a great present? And they all said yes. And what was that present? It was something about deen, about reading kalima, about doing this amal which is so valuable, about doing that amal which is so valuable. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not keep it to himself only, or just to his family, but he gave it to the whole of mankind. Then at Arafat he said, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ الْخَائِدْ. Now everyone who is present here, take this message and go and give it to those who are not present. Consequently, here right in the southern tip of Africa, azans are carrying on, masjids are there in the whole world, east to west, north to south. This was all that great quality that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not keep anything of deen hidden. He made clear to all the people all the things about qabr, about akhirat, and how many times and with what examples and with what feelings. So this ayah says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in no way stingy, but he was greedy to spread deen. That deen must reach everyone. Everyone must practice upon deen that he wanted. He did not keep this treasure for himself, for his family, for the Arabs only, but for the whole world he gave it. To jinn and man he gave this whole message completely and clearly. And when that is the quality of our Nabi, then especially the ulama, and besides the ulama, the whole ummah must also have this quality. That we also should be deen, and we should not be miserly to keep deen to ourselves. But we should spread the deen, try and pass it on to others as much as we can, wherever we can. We should always be trying to spread deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq.